Good morning. I'm Jack Webster from the Portland Fellowship. And I've got several things on my heart this morning that I want to share. I just don't really know where to begin. Last year when I was here at this conference, my wife and I were on a honeymoon. We had just gotten married on August the 20th, and it's been a great year. A lot of things have happened in my life in that length of time there too. And well, for one of the things that my health has declined a little bit there, and I've had some issues there that I've had to deal with in the last year. But one of the things was my intention to work at least two more years or so before I retire. But Lord put it on my heart to retire this year, which I did, and just after the May conference at Twin Rocks this year. And so I did that. And also that when my wife and I got married, I thought it was just going to be her and me alone, or whatever, but as it turned out that we decided early this year to bring her mother home. Her mother's got Alzheimer's disease there. And that's anybody that knows people that have it, relations, whatnot, they know what it's all about, you know, that they lose their short-term memory. And it's a sort of a form of dementia. And there's a debilitating disease, and it's very progressive. Well, we decided to bring her home, I don't know if she's living with us or we're living with her, but anyway, we're living in her home. What the Lord has provided for her, and because she cannot, she has gotten to the point where she cannot be by herself. She's got to have somebody with her at all times. So we're living with her and we're taking care of her, and it's been a challenge at times, but it's been also rewarding too. And I might pray for her too, that she might come to that place of repentance in her life before the Lord takes her into eternity. And then the third thing is that my wife's son decided to come home about 3 weeks ago, and he's here at the conference this week, and he's gotten to know several of you folks, and I appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to befriend him. And there's another area of prayer too, because he's been fighting a toothache all weekend too, and it's been rather difficult for him. So you might pray for him on that, and pray that the Lord would really speak to his heart and cause him to turn to walk with him. Because I'm not fully convinced right now that he's really walking with the Lord right now, but he could be. And anyway, the last thing that I wanted to share was the fact that I really enjoyed this conference. It's really been a blessing to me, and the Lord has really spoken to me and through this conference there too. And one of the things that Bill Newkirk shared the other night was on discipleship and how to be followers of Jesus. I appreciated that, and I wanted to touch along those same lines. And we heard about listening to the voice of God, and then waiting upon the Lord. Then then what was spoken yesterday to the keynote speakers here. It's all really been challenging to me. And I'd like to share some verses along those same lines there too, is about, and I think Jim mentioned yesterday about complacency. And that's one of the things that the Lord has been speaking to my heart within this past week here, is on the area of complacency. And it doesn't matter if you've been a believer just a very short time or whether you've been a believer for many years like I have. We need to combat the area of complacency. About two or three years ago, a brother and his family came up from Tennessee and ministered to our hearts here in Portland. And he said that if you ever come to reach a plateau in your life, be very careful. You need to leave that plateau and continue to climb up higher. And because if you reach that plateau, you might be saying that I have arrived. Well, be careful if you say that, because you haven't arrived. I haven't arrived. You need to climb up that mountain higher, go higher. And 2 Corinthians, let's see. I got the wrong one. It's 1 Corinthians 10:12. It says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. That's one thing that we need to be careful of. If you think you're standing, be careful of that. Because if you think you're standing, you're going to fall. And that's the one thing that we need to be very careful of. And also, I've been looking at the first chapter of James here. And if I may, I'd like to read just about the whole chapter, if I may. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, or diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, with nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. The double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth. And the grace of the fashion of it perisheth, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man that is tempted, when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed, then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. I'm going to stop right there, beloved, because what the Lord is showing me is that God does not tempt any man, but he tests every man, whether his faith is genuine or not. It's the devil that will tempt us. But you can be sure that we are tried, we are tested. The Lord is He's trying us, he's testing us and putting us through the fire. We're just like the gold that is refined in the fire. And I just want to leave you with that, just for encouragement.